T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
It's Thursday.
It is, Morgan. Thanks for the reminder.
How is it not Friday?
I cannot believe you just stole the words out of my mouth. That is... I've been thinking it all morning.
You finished. Oh my God, you switched your hoodie. What just happened? Is the world coming apart?
I just got a new hoodie.
Is everything okay?
I ordered it. And then, but I guess I didn't realize it's a button hoodie. I don't know. I don't know.
A button hoodie?
Yeah.
Is this the same one you were wearing last night?
Yeah, I got it last night right before I talked to you.
Oh.
Wait, so do you have to button it up?
Yeah, it's a button. It's like a cardigan hoodie.
It's nice.
Oh, it's.
I mean,
it's cute.
Buttons kind of suck.
Yeah, buttons. I thought maybe one button up top because sometimes big giant heads can't get through that hoodie hole.
No.
But what do you mean you guys talked last night? You guys are doing Zooms at late at night?
Well, Nikki had something to do all day, so we're testing a Lucy on her for.
We're trying to get Nikki good audio.
God.
Great audio.
So we tested it out last night, but listen, Vinny. So
we played trivia last night.
We played trivia. I found a game that it's called Trivial Pursuit Family Edition. So there's like adult cards and then there's kid cards.
Oh, okay.
So we went through.
We did adult and kid.
Yeah. I was like, you guys, you could do, I'll give them the adult cards and then. And they're, you know, much easier than that silly Millennium version of it that I had yesterday.
I don't even know. I mean, I guess obscure and difficult are the same thing, but those just didn't seem like a couple of those were not standard.
No, I agree. Well, you won it with Gordie Howe, so, you know.
Yeah, I was impressed. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Well, it did feel really good to crush a midday girl. Like, you know, they're so conceited and so snotty and
they
so
are.
Above
it's
it
like,
all.
It's almost like the rule.
Right.
I do middays.
Right.
You know, so V. Hale. But of course you put her down with your one.
You showed her.
You showed her.
I did show her. You're right.
Well, so here's the thing though. You know, obscure can sometimes work in your favor because you never know what little thing you got rattling around in your brain that you're able to pull out.
No, I got you. And I do think that sometimes, we've talked about this. Sometimes on Jeopardy, I'll be on a roll and I'll actually appear to myself and others smart. And you know, a general answer question comes through that just plows me right over. And I'm like, well, I don't know how that just happened. So, you know, yeah, there's pockets.
Yeah. Well, I'm psyched that we're bringing it back. And so should I go? So here's the thing, though. This is the rub. The adult questions were, in fact, harder than the kid questions in this game. And these guys are arguing that it should just be the kid questions.
I would suggest, but listen, I don't want to be seen as tampering with the game process. I would suggest trying the grown-up questions and giving us...
a chance
to show the benefit of the doubt.
That's what I said.
And then when we truly can't make a game of it, you know, I don't want to sit there for 4 questions in silence before we get one done. So if that ends up being the case, sure, then switch to. But kids, sometimes kids stuff is more pockety than grown-up stuff.
Well, and the thing is, right now, the kids stuff you know would be from your own childhood. Well, I guess you're in kid land, so I don't have questions from the last 7 years.
Like, oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
you
like
know what I
one,
mean?
It's that question about that one rhyme about Peter Pickle or
oh, hold
pumpkin.
On, let me like hold on.
I didn't know anything about that.
I'm going to have to get my glasses on. This is ridiculous.
I definitely am up to my eyeballs in Kid World, though. So right. There's
Let's
no
see
question.
If you would have gotten this one. Let's see if you would have gotten this one. Who kept his wife in a pumpkin shell?
Well, I know now because she
Who
said
is it?
Peter Pumpkin Eater.
That is correct. Peter Pumpkin Eater.
See, I never heard of that. So,
all right, hold on. Let's try this one.
I didn't. You know what? I didn't. I'm not a kid that paid attention to that type of stuff. So I may have guessed that because I want to win, but I wouldn't have been all, oh, I loved that story when I was growing up.
All right. What state is Fort Knox in?
Oh, yeah.
Indiana.
No.
Wait, where is it? Go Kentucky.
Well, you already yelled out Indiana.
Yeah, but did I get it? It's Kentucky, right?
After I said Kentucky, yes. You,
oh, I didn't hear you say Kentucky. Right. You said Kentucky? I didn't hear that.
Let me see what else is on here. What dogs were named for their expertise at hunting woodcock?
Woodcock hunters, huh?
Yeah. Sounds pretty good, right?
It does sound pretty good. I don't know.
Cocker Spaniels.
Oh.
Yeah, see, these are the kid. That's
this
the
is
kid
the kid
card.
So, maybe I should just go with the kid cards.
Well, you do what you want. Honestly, belaboring the game ruins it. Let's just,
I love belaboring things.
Let's just
belaboring things is fun.
We'll see where it goes.
All right, let me find one on here that I think.
Find one and do it live, Sarah. Don't worry about
Here's one
it on
from
the
last
air.
Night's adult one. What Fleetwood Mac song was Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign theme song?
Well, is it Dreams?
No.
And that's what I
that's
said.
That's what Vince said.
What it's Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Oh. What color are an albino elephant's toenails?
Orange.
White. Okay. Maybe this won't work.
These are all pretty good questions, though,
yeah,
I think.
I think so, too. All right. You know what? I'm going to start with the adult questions. I'll start with the adult questions, give you guys the benefit of the doubt, and we can always switch to the kid questions if we have to.
And so are we looking to have V-Hell on every day? I wasn't planning on that.
Yes,
yet.
Now we want to have her on every day.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
So I have to make sure that she's up and ready for it.
That's really a question more for her than it is for Bryn.
It really is, yeah. Pretty much when I like something, I want to do it every day. So just always assume that if it went well, I want to do it every day.
I'll sprinkle her in. Let's not do it every day.
Yeah, I just
called
same
it.
For every
there
day.
It is. And... All right. So how was yesterday, guys?
We're talking about yesterday. It went really well. We want to do it again today.
How was yesterday for you, Vinny?
You know, yesterday for me was long and difficult. I had to take my car into Mercedes because it's an environmental catastrophe.
Mm. Oh, Jesus.
And so they have to do whatever they have to do to fix the diesel. I don't even know what the thing. German car companies apparently had the diesel game rigged, and yeah. It turns out that when VW got caught, I don't know how Mercedes sidestepped all the bad news, but they also were doing apparently the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's finally come around, and I dropped it off, and I love the car they loaned me, which is cool.
Oh, you
but I had to go over the hill in the middle of the day, and by the way. It yes. wasn't just 70 yesterday. It was 80 yesterday.
It was
hot
yesterday.
It was hot, yeah.
So it was really nice, very hot. Got the car switched out. And then I got home and the missus goes, I have a work happy hour tonight. And I went, we're out of here. Bye. And we left. So those things are so bogus. And they're cool for her. Good for her that her work likes to ask everybody after a long day to do more stuff, but they all get around with drinks and then they do games. And
is it a Zoom?
It's a Zoom happy hour.
Oh, so they're doing what we do.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
It includes scavenger hunts, lip sync contests.
Oh.
I get it. They're bonding. They're doing the jivey things that they couldn't
team
do.
Team building, right?
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I get it. But I also, if you've ever been around for it, it's excruciating. You just mm-hmm. like, oh my God, I'm dying here. Partly because the kids see mom, so they will walk right up and be like, Mom, we need... And she's like, you guys, I'm trying to look cool over here. Can you please? Eh?
You guys are really... You're cramping
so I just
style.
Took... We just split and went to the beach. And we were at the beach until 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, my God.
So we got home late.
Night.
What?
8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well,
I'd be freaking out.
I was freaking out, but it was that or sit there and watch the happy hour with a dog and two kids. It's just it's not good.
And oh, so I forget about the dog. So the dog goes to the beach with you, and
no, I can't do kids and dog. What are you, crazy?
Well, what about all leashes? What?
No,
very difficult.
It's a puppy. I can't do both. It's not an
option. Not just the ticks. They're crazy. Like, one's going that direction, the dog's going that direction.
As it is, dog's in the water, now rolling in the sand.
Just the
two
kids is more than enough for dad to be able to handle, even for just 3 hours, because these kids, just like all other kids, have a question behind the next question, behind the next question, behind the next question.
Why
do they have so many questions?
But why?
It's not even that.
What are they wondering about?
Hey, after we go to the beach, can we take a bath? Oh, while we're in the bath, can we have a bubble bath? Oh, when we're taking a bubble bath, can you start making us dinner? Oh, hey, for dinner, can we have... And I'm like, you guys, we're not to the beach yet. How about we get the towel down and you play in the water for a while before we worry about what happens after?
All those answers are no.
Dude, it's crazy. Their minds, they just can't go get their head around, like, we're doing this. Stop with any other thoughts.
But why?
Right. Well, because dad can't manage all your questions. That's why. I don't know. He wasn't gifted the coping skills. I don't know how to
answer. If we just keep asking, will you finally just jump out of the car? And...
Yeah.
Yes. I have. Mm-hmm. My kids have unfortunately heard probably too many times, are you trying to make your dad cry? Is that what you're trying to do here?
Yeah.
You're trying to see if you can push me right over the edge. Is that it?
Yep. Yes.
Well, it's working. It is working, and I can't take anymore. No, so we had a great time. We had tons of fun, but it was also a lot and a lot of cleanup.
Did you have to do dinner?
We didn't end up doing dinner. The missus at one point called and said, hey, where are you guys? And I'm like, what? You know exactly where
we are. We're away. Where in the world is away?
Oh, well, get home. I made dinner. Oh.
All right. Nice.
Well, how nice for her. She did a happy hour, and then she made a nice dinner.
Huh?
That's fun. It's good times.
And then the kids were too keyed up to go to bed, and so we were all up till 10. Yay.
Oh, that is.
I am tired. All up until 10? Oh, my God.
I am tired. Yeah. I'll rally, though. I'm hammering coffee, and I'm ready. And I'm sure my brain power will be at peak when I crush V. Hale this afternoon.
Nice.
This afternoon. It feels like afternoon to us because it's kind of late in the day.
Oh, is that what I said? Yeah. Yep. Maybe it won't be at peak power. I don't know. I'm really lacking.
Well, the peak is definitely coming. So
the
we
necessary power to get through the day. But I'll give you all I got.
Yeah. We leave it all on the field every day.
And then I'm going to crawl over there and not move for a while.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yesterday was it was so beautiful out, like to the point where, you know, you just have to give up and sweat. Like, there's
were sweaty?
Oh,
like
my
that
garden.
Hot?
She was working.
I am working my tail of this yard. I am whipping it into shape.
Oh.
So it's just so nice. I pulled out a couple big overgrown things. Shovel that and cut that. But it's good. But
it's a never-ending process, that yard of yours.
It is. And I know, you think you just put in the plants and then walk away and always enjoy them. It just doesn't work that way.
Whatever crew you got working, maybe they can start getting, you know, the Bay Area ready for fire season. Can you start clearing brush and building fire lines? Is there any way to get them on that next?
There is no them. It's me.
Oh, good.
And that's
you'll do
it.
That for us then.
I'm busy. I'm busy and keeping my yard fire safe.
The South Bay needs you. Come on down after, you know, I don't know, when you're done
you
with your
somebody,
yard.
Right, an army of, you know, middle-aged gardener ladies. Yep. Hey, girls, let's go.
Good. Perfect.
We got this.
I make bet it you happen. Do.
Yeah, I don't be so sure, and I'm not positive. So that was what I did yesterday. Bryn,
In the yard?
Yeah, I worked in the yard. That's it. We went to the hardware store. It was great.
Oh, you know what I read?
What?
I actually meant to text this to you, but then I was with two kids, and that's just I can't do anything or think of anything else but trying to keep them from dying. So it is important, absolutely.
It is the main part of the job.
I read that there have been symptoms from a number of people who got the COVID vaccine but had previously had COVID.
Oh.
And their symptom was the third boob.
The third boob.
So do you think John
swears he had it?
Then that's a possibility. There's evidence now that he did, because they're saying the lymph node or whatever that is that swole up on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a common reaction from people who've had COVID and then also gotten the vaccine.
That's unreal. So exciting. It was really sexy.
That's so bizarre.
An underarm boob sounds sexy.
It is. Yes, hairy.
I don't know if it does.
No, it does. It was.
Yeah.
It was weirdly like I couldn't get enough of it.
Oh.
Let me feel the boob.
And did he like that? Did John enjoy that?
John likes being touched.
Even in his underarm boob?
That's so
funny. He was fondling a lot, too.
Oh, he was?
He was going like, he'd be walking around going like this. And I'm like, oh, can I have some of that? No. He's like, it feels like a boob. It feels like, you know, he's like kind of hefting it. And
oh, geez.
Yeah.
Do you need a bra?
He would have if it had stayed. We for sure would have had to fasten something on, you know, fashion him a little sling.
So it just cleared up the next day.
Yeah, it was gone the next day.
Well, that's a common thing, apparently. So now you know.
That's hilarious. Where did you read
tell
that?
Him that.
Can you send me the story? He'll love that. Because he's that guy who's like, I know I had it. I had it. Like, did you though? Because we didn't get it.
Yeah, I think Vinny and I both had it as well.
I do too.
You guys were really sick in month or two, right?
Leading up to us leaving.
I think Zet was really sick at one. Weren't you guys like sick as early as
that
like,
was
December
separate.
Or
January? That was separate. I think that was February. And I remember normally if Vinny's out, you know, we have to rally. If one of us is out, the rest of us have to rally to make sure that we're there. And I couldn't do it. And I was so like bummed because I had to call out sick even though Vinny was out. So it was me and Vinny out for the count.
It was you, me, Brandon, and Johnny Mosley.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. That was a tough couple days there.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we did the Johnny Mosley pod, right? And so this is what I did. We're all in different locations because he's in Tahoe.
Yeah.
And so Johnny loves to sing, as we talked about before. He loves to sing. So Guitar John starts playing the guitar, and Johnny's singing along. He's going through me, and I'm right in the middle, so I can hear everything out of sync.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, so I'm just sitting here trying not to sing because it's just going to mess everything up. But in post, Guitar John and I sat there and fixed it. So we just moved it over a little bit, and everybody's so perfect. That's just behind the scenes.
I thought that was so genius.
It's so funny.
Yeah. If only we could do, like, you know, I can't sing along. Look. I know people are like, what is the problem with this whole in sync, not in sync thing? It really is that little half quarter second delay is such a thing. I was like, that's magic what you just pulled off right there. Like they just took Johnny's whole track and went, and it was perfectly in sync. If only we could do that on the show. Just, you know.
Well, we kind of have it figured out.
Well,
you know,
right.
For the main singer on the show.
Yeah, I do. I do love singing.
Yesterday, after I got in the, I guess I'll call it a loner vehicle.
What'd you get for that?
Yeah, what did you get?
A C300, and it is kick ass.
Oh, nice.
And I'll
it's
tell you what.
It's a sedan, right? Or the,
it's a sedan, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two-door or four-door?
Four. But I get in the thing and I'm like, oh, this is, if I have to go back to commuting, this is what I'm going to drive right here.
Sleek.
Oh, God.
Those are nice.
Mercedes just knows how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. Anyway, I get in the car and what's on is a sports show. So, and I'm not even thinking of it. I'm just driving, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And as I'm driving down the road, it goes from I think I was in commercials or something, but then it goes, the new show comes on. So this was around 3 o'clock, the new
they
whatever's
the
coming
shift,
on.
Right.
Right. And I'm not even noticing anything at this point yet, but then they come on and then they lose the host and the two other, and I just go, oh, every station everywhere is dealing with this. That is awesome.
It is.
Like just a delight to hear that we're not the only ones that are suffering through mechanical internet, whatever,
right.
Malfunction, technical. I mean, there's a million different things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
especially when you're trying to do a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like
it's
sing.
True.
Four different locations here, guys.
Yeah.
And nice. Knock on wood, we're doing okay. So far, I mean, it's been a while since we've had like a major snafu, right?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
It's been, it's been quite a while. Well, I think we got it hammered out. I think we this works for me.
It happened yesterday, and I'm not taking joy in them going down. I just went, oh, right, everybody.
You understand. It's fun to hear people under stress try to figure it out and act cool. No, it'll be hard. It's fine. I'm sure.
Well, especially because we know exactly
how
that feels.
Absolutely, because everyone's freaking the F out.
Oh, we're going to
There's a producer
a quick
scrambling, right?
Run for your lives.
Oh, God. Radio's fun. Anyway. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.